Aren't you good to go?
Yep.
Yep.
We are, so we might have that same format as the last time, so same as my switching over, I just left the my first two agenda. I have emailed you the minutes of the last meeting, like just to save time.
Okay, cool.
And is there any questions you had arise from the last meeting that particularly bothered you?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, cool. Then we shall start with a presentation from Raj.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Raj again. In this meeting, I'm going to discuss what the trend was in. How this trend is going to affect our market potential and how important it is. So we have to look on this. First of all, methodology. The methodology to find out the trend was was done in a way. We have done a not only recent mood control market survey, but we also considered the latest fashion trends of the market. Because we think that this is also a factor which will affect our sales and profit. So, what are our findings? In our findings, we have seen that when we did our remote control market survey, we found that people do have preference for those fancy mobile remote controls which look and feel very good, rather than having a functional look and feel good. So this clearly indicates their preference for the design, their outlook of the remote controls. So we should consider this factor as the most important factor. So this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further twice as important as the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in our designing our remote controls.
The last one is most important one.
No, the first one is the outlook of the mobile. It should have a fancy outlook,
okay.
So fancy design. Rather than just having a functional look and feel good, it should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speech recognition, something like that. So that indicates our technological advancement. And the third most important aspect in this take into consideration is that it should be easy to use. Like it shouldn't be too much complicated. There shouldn't be too many buttons on this mobile remote control. It shouldn't be too complicated, and like this way. And it should be and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something. So that they would know how to use these remote controls. When we did our recent fashion update shows that.
Sorry, I was just freezing food vegetables. Had to know how we're going to incorporate that.
We have to, because. You can see how people have related their clothes, shoes and furniture, everything with fruits and vegetables. So the world is now changing its trend towards organic,
okay.
Becoming more and more organic.
Becoming a big sponge one.
So something like that we should do.
Okay.
And people, the feel of the material is expected to be spongy rather than just having a plastic look, hard look.
Well, that's good. That's what
yeah.
we're going to predict.
so that they could play with it while handling it. So that should also be taken into consideration. So these are my views.
Okay, the spongy, not real spongy.
It can.
Do you think like rubber would be good? Or does it really want to be
The rubber, which is good for health and which is quite disposable,
okay.
That we can
and
take
disposable.
Into consideration. Yeah. Because it shouldn't be have any harm to the environment also, because
okay.
Our company is very well reputed for taking all these concerns into consideration. So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Okay.
So that's all.
Pretty much. That's what I think of when I think of
remote
control.
Next thing.
And were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said we don't?
We didn't find out any such
okay.
point. yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
What is it?
Functionality.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not just.
So the method we looked at existing designs, what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws, of course, looked at their flaws and everything, and what the survey told us and what we think would be good, so a bit of imagination.
Okay.
Then finally, I've got some pictures to show you.
That's the rocket again.
Yeah. Okay, so most remote controls use graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something. And we also found that there's inconsistent layout which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already existing in between remote controls, but I think the standard kind of shape and playing those kind of buttons like the top right for on and off or something, I think
right,
we'd find that important because then it's easy to. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. Do I press escape F5?
No, just escape.
Escape, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones. I'll just point to them. This one is voice recognition. And that's the kind of idea we're going for. There's an LCD thing which we thought could get a bit confusing and a bit expensive as well for us. This one is got a kind of scroll like a mouse,
mm-hmm.
which
like the metal button.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that. Like
it's kind of like scroll
with
that. If I'm thinking of the right one, I've got the same thing in front of my monitor. You scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you require, you press.
That's like
screen.
The LCD one. Is
right.
It?
Okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side. But I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah.
I think
mm-hmm.
that's what that is. So these are just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. Looks quite space agey, but too many buttons, I think.
Yeah,
on that
looks
one.
Like it looks like something out of
yeah,
date.
It does look kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
This one I thought was really cool. It's got the programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there. It's for kids, and it's quite an organic shape, and the little circle around there is pretty cool.
Okay.
And that's really easy to use, bright. So I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I think about these ones is these secured areas. I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing,
Right,
so
yeah.
like have it hanging rather than sort of
Yeah,
coming off.
that's true, yeah. So maybe that could be built into one of the things and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one, I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think
Yeah,
that
I mean,
will
is that
sell
not
very
sort of to
well.
assist the blind or something, isn't
I guess so. I don't know. I
It's
think that's a bit.
the blind don't watch TV.
Yeah, exactly.
They listen to it.
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out. I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it's kind of pressing down, but it would actually go up because of the
Right,
shape.
okay.
So that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, are it's just showing you how you can have different buttons. They don't have to be all the same. So that's quite cool.
And people tend to recognize certain shapes to do certain things, and then
Yeah,
they
exactly. So there are some of the findings. So we need to combine those ones. And I've just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that you can program in. Yeah, it is. It's entirely very handy. So I think maybe incorporating that in Einstein would be good. Is you program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record, play machine, stuff like that. So that's, and it's much,
basics.
yeah. So that's quite cool. Personal preferences, just some imagination. The raised symbols I thought were good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have the,
The LCD
yeah,
and the other stuff, I think.
and the speech recognition, because I think we're definitely going with speech recognition, aren't we?
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more. But they want the quality, they want the fancy look, they want some new design, something new.
But our budget,
Still,
yeah.
still got to get the things
Yeah.
off as
So
well.
even if we increase our cost little bit within some limits, and we give something new, technological advancement, as well as new design with fancy outlook, I think we will meet the requirements and we will be able to have good sales
Okay.
in the market.
I'm not sure if
Yeah,
the
enough.
for 25 euros, €12.50
Yeah.
manufacturing costs on the thing at the moment.
I can't see. Although, I mean,
The
to
LCD.
be sure, they have got, I mean, they are going increasing with the LCD technology now, so that you've got your LCD TVs and everything, so maybe they're smaller. But I mean, like, the black and white, I guess, it just doesn't look funky enough.
Right.
But, I mean, like, even mobile phones or whatever have now colour LCD screens, and
Yeah.
that's, I mean, I wouldn't know about the cost of it.
But
So
price notwithstanding, is it too complicated? Is it going to be too much just overload?
Yeah, that's the thing. We
It
couldn't.
will be easy because there will be on LCD screen, there will be different icons. They can just click OK, whatever
But the
they
thing
want.
is, when you use your remote control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the
Yeah,
TV,
that's
and
true, yeah.
it's it just seems kind
And one of the
of
survey
innocuous.
findings was that they want it easy to use, so I think I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for the thing we're trying to go for, easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out, the bit it often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape, and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
So which
Yeah,
vegetable?
I mean, we
Yeah,
could.
like
Well,
carrots.
since we're going for the sort of company colours, I think your lemon wasn't there for.
The lemon?
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
If it doesn't work, you
Well,
know,
we
just
don't want
make
it
a
to be.
lemon.
Yeah. Child friendly, yeah. Easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and stuff. I think that's a good
I
idea
like
too.
the colourful buttons as well.
Yeah. And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use mouses now with their scrolling thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 25 to
Yeah.
35, so most people will have come in contact with that
Yeah.
kind of use.
So they'd be able to use that, and as I said, I think it, I presume it'd come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So there
And
you
that
go.
means that means you get to bump that bit to the TV readers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the user interface. It's low.
So I guess there are a lot of options that we're gonna have to choose from among.
Yeah,
It looks like it. I'll give you the I guess technical considerations for those. I'm gonna use a whiteboard just 'cause we haven't used it.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Right, so the way I'm gonna do this is we're gonna take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work. We use the vital kind of essential pieces of it, and then we'll throw in our new innovations and keep it all within budget. So looking inside a very simple remote control, this is what they sent me. Okay, here's the competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside. And there's a chip processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons.
So this is a standard off-the-shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's a very cheap remote. This remote costs nothing. Yeah. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers, op amps. And then that gets sent to the LED light, which I kind of see as that little red light bulb at the end.
Right.
And that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. There it is. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control, because it defines
So
the
can we make that into pretty much any size we like, or is there a middle?
No, I mean, this is very old one, so now with the new technology, this is a minimally small and cheap thing
Almost
to
in
do.
keeping.
Right. So this is what we need to have for certain.
Okay.
So, as I said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, what's it gonna be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than they had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. We have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, dull curve. So, lots of choices. What do we think? Or
Well,
sponge, I guess, is another one,
well,
right?
I mean, like latex
Sponge.
has a kind of spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
It's very elasticy for sure.
Yeah, and that would also give it kind of durability and it's also sort of relatively cheap to cast. So maybe a sort of plastic, initial plastic with a latex kind of sheath.
Okay, so I hear plastic, latex.
I like the rubber, the stress balls, I think, but
Right,
that could be a bit of a gimmick by just
Oh, I want
gives
extra
a hold and
So something with give to it.
Yeah.
And
Okay.
that might be quite durable and easy to chuck
The
around.
color is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Or at least incorporated.
Yellow incorporated, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going with sort of I don't know, other
I think
standard silver kind of other parts or
Yeah, the buttons, like, 'cause there's gonna be the cover, the rubber or the plastic casing, and then the buttons, and probably two different colors. Or if we're having buttons, actually.
So yellow for the body, and then what color for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons myself.
Yeah?
So multicolored
You
buttons.
do have ones like plain, could be green, or on and off is red, and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah, or yeah, limit, maybe
Makes it
just a
easy to
limited
use.
multicolor so it doesn't look too childish.
Yeah, that's true. Because that blue one did look.
Yeah.
Attractive.
Although, I mean, it's it also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it a double, I mean, double curve sounds good to me. If we're talking about ergonomic ease of use,
Yeah.
it'd be comfier, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shape, we want to know how exactly we need double.
Like an hourglass kind of figure, is that what you're thinking of? Or
Yeah,
just
it's,
like
yeah,
a.
that'd be, that's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't drop
Well,
it.
What
yeah.
about
Yeah.
a
We could make novelty
banana?
remote controls.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Like,
like.
we're gonna have a banana shaped remote control, because it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lemon might be a
But
little
then how
hard
would
to
you
grip.
point it?
Yeah.
How would you point it? What?
It doesn't matter which end you want. We could have little LEDs in each end.
There we go.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea because then this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can relate it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, that what our data shows that.
Yeah.
So this.
Would
Yeah.
another idea?
So spongy.
Rubber banana.
I mean,
Okay.
Does seem a bit again childish, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe just draw on the kind of fruit and vegetable shape. What else did you say about fashion? What was trendy?
The fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables, like people now.
And spongy.
It's an identifiable fruit or vegetable. So it had a stem, perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah.
It'd be sort of.
Like
asymmetric.
What's that? I don't even know the name for some kind of. You know, where it's like looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
So like this kind?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a gourd?
Yeah, maybe that's what they are.
Or a squash.
Cause that you can hold it in like the bottom bit and.
And it has a clear top and bottom, so
Yeah.
you can say, you know, it transmits from this end.
I don't know where the hell not.
I don't
That'll
know.
make us
What
50
do you
million
think?
euro.
What do you think?
Well, I guess it kind of, you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit, just
No.
have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, then only we can relate it.
Yeah, it's kind of related by advertising
Yeah,
or.
exactly.
So double curve, single curve, what do you think?
Or we can do something, we can design 2-3 shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good man, that's a good idea.
Okay, I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And buttons, did we say different shapes of buttons?
I mean, for specific functions, you know, up, down, play, stop. They've got standard sort of intuitive
So
things that are always used.
And
That's cool. I like it.
With a scroll wheel or no?
Yeah, with that scroll wheel and speech
recognition. Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, presumably.
Put the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a microphone.
Yeah.
Worship.
I mean, are you sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just for inspiration, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can. No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
I
we
can
can do some user tests with scroll wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if this new software for the sound recognition, so you keep in the microphone.
So should the microphone be just anywhere on it?
I would put it sort of sub centrally, so it's yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be sort of held down. We're really going to need to hold it if it's going to be voice recognition.
Well, we can.
Oops.
So let's not use the whiteboard anymore.
I'm
And so what else was there? What about the dark thing, the strip around it? Are we just gonna leave that?
I still like it.
Still like it?
But that's me.
Cause we've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition.
Yeah, some of it's just going a bit too far. I mean, we are pushing it probably
Cause
funny through tubes.
yeah.
Don't wanna sort of lock
Especially
in.
with yellow. I don't know.
Cause I mean like if we're I mean how good is the speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all, or do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit bit?
Oh,
Do you put it in the fruit bowl?
Yeah.
You know, and then
They
you
can
just
work
like
from
I
a,
mean
you don't have
like
to
everybody's got a fruit bowl in front of a telly.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watchers,
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true.
Make them think it's fruit, yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure they don't eat the remote.
I mean
Yeah, do we
some I like think of a fruit that could sit sort of independently on its own, like I don't know, an apple. And it's just apples sort of yellow apples
I quite like the design of that because that could sit on its own and
Yeah.
it's quite
Okay,
got a
yeah,
cool
that's good.
stony base.
Groovy.
And as you say, we don't want to be too ridiculous with the fruit things.
Yes, correct.
But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld and close. It can set a distance.
Yeah, so I mean like you could actually Yeah, it
Or
gives you the options.
we can do one thing. We can just have a remote control and casings of different shapes, different fruit shapes, in such a way that any casing could be fit into this mobile jello piece. So whatever people want, like if somebody wanted it in banana shape, we will put that casing onto that mobile phone.
So a
It will
selection of
look
casing.
In
Yeah,
that
but you said
it
about
fits
disposable
for marketing.
instead.
Sorry?
You said about disposable earlier, people want disposable things, so maybe
Like
that
if
raises
this
trust.
is a like if this is a mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like half of we need not to have a full cover.
Yeah.
We will just have a half of cover, okay?
Like
If
multiple
somebody
birds.
wants it in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that. So it will give a banana shape look. If somebody want it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look. So in that way, you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay. You
Without
still
yeah.
leave the buttons in the same places
Yeah,
though.
button will be
You
on
can
the upper
spin-loads
side.
those, I mean.
Buttons will be on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other
Yeah.
side. Oh,
Buttons
okay.
will be on the upper side, lower side we will just put the casing. So half of that will be
Oh, half
look
a fruit.
yeah,
Oh,
not the
okay.
upper side. So from lower you can means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple look, whatever.
Okay.
So in that way we need not to have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casings. Fruit shape.
Okay.
I think that I think if you're gonna have a fascia, then you want to have it so that it does go over the buttons. Because I mean, if you think about it, if they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it and what they want to look at is facing away from them, it doesn't really. You know, because that would be in the palm of their hand, you wouldn't be able to see
Yeah.
it. Unless you have sort of, you've got the buttons option on one side, and you get the fascia on the other side with the microphone, so you can place it face down. And you've got the fascia, and you can just talk at the.
Okay, so
So you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options.
Yeah, so I guess we decide on the material, right? So that like spongy latex rubber, everything filled it. And the colors we got down. And the
Yeah.
shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or
Well, because well I'm not sure if we should go so far on the whole fruit thing because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit and
Okay, so we
because
stick with what we've got there.
I think we're trying to get to 25, 35-year-olds who want it quite trendy as well. They said they wanted something that looks fancy and I think maybe fruit could be a bit of a too much of a gimmick but something ergonomically shaped and organic like it to hold based on fruits and natural things like that
Okay.
because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know. I mean we could make it a nice pale yellow.
Well, it's kind of got VR companies, yeah.
Okay.
So again, I mean like we could have I mean we could quite easily have the main body be a different.
Yeah. Maybe
color
we'll have
of that
that
path.
pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow, which you said the logan, the slogan.
Yeah, going around, yeah.
Because
I mean, even if, I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of the company color, so,
yeah.
You know, blue and yellow tend to go well together, so you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running
yeah.
up one side of it, kind
yeah.
of thing.
As for the energy source, you know, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but we don't have to be limited by that. We can use a hand dynamo.
I think it's basically, the more you move it, it's got a little thing inside that just kind of powers
so
it.
Watches that you
yeah.
So this might be a good for something that people really want to grab
yeah,
and shake it.
Yeah. yeah,
like
those watches that you
yeah.
first, yeah.
So
yeah.
it's not working.
You
I guess people's
it's
natural
not.
Reaction anyways.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but do you think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? These type of cells, because then people have to like if this helps out.
Does we don't have an obligation to
yeah to
especially if you want to use it
yeah.
Specifically as voice activated.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Then you have to pick it up and then
activate
yeah.
it and then yeah.
Okay,
that's true.
Right, what are the other options?
Solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside.
Yeah.
And solar energy and the days when there is no solar
I'm
sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I've got enough facing houses.
I think
but
we should rechargeable battery will be a good idea. They can.
I mean,
that
idea that I thought, just on the basis of like ridding them of batteries and that kind of bother.
And we're
is
very
having,
environmentally friendly.
Yeah, having a rechargeable stand so
yeah.
that not only it doubles
yeah.
as a stand, but for using it as recharging it, but also for using it
yeah.
as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones.
Yeah,
kind
of
yeah, yeah, exactly.
So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The user interface, the buttons. I guess we talked about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's chip on print? What's
hmm? the electronics, basically the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy
mm-hmm.
and put in, which adds to the cost,
mm-hmm.
as you can expect. But I think we can keep it all on the budget. So the speech thing, you said our research and development department came up as a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
And if we're just having buttons and the speech, then we're getting our cheapest option of chipping.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've just deleted that whole thing. We're kind of running out of time, so if you could was that you? That was your bits covered up. Just
oh yeah, that was
just accidentally deleted what I was supposed to say next.
So it's my control F8.
Yeah, mine seems to have turned off.
I just touched the pad.
You don't touch the pad.
It's actually shut down.
It's on, but it's not.
Okay. Now, our next meeting in half an hour, and what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in Clay. Oh.
I guess I do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, luckily we chose a nice simple shoe.
Yeah.
and further instructions will be sent by your personal coaches.
Okay.
That's good.
Save everything to the show documents.
Oh yeah, I hope I can recover this because I've accidentally deleted it. Which doesn't really help me much.
I think I've saved mine already.
Yeah, can you save that send that last one again, please, Raj, as I still can't find it on the
It was under a different name. I will show you in shared document.
Okay.
Where do you come from? Oh, you do. didn't get it correct.
No.
I will send it.
Okay, thank you.
I will put it in shared documents again.
Yeah, project documents.
Project documents, sorry, I put it in the shared documents.
Alright, that it goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
But I can't open that because it asks for some username and password. Just show you.
This is how nice of trouble.
Alright, I think hold on.
So
Yeah, I don't know. It just came up on my on my agenda. presumably it's going somewhere.
You know, I work with Claire.
I do, yeah. Oh, we forgot to talk about the weight.
Yeah, that's good.
Oops, light, please,
light, okay, light. And we're pioneers in space age materials.
Yeah, quite. And we're using the sort of basic chipset, so it's all good.
Are we done with our meeting?
I think we're almost done, yeah.
You have to keep your pen separate because I use your pen.
Oh, oops, sorry. Okay, still didn't manage to get down all the last bits, so we have rechargeable and okay, so we came up with that. That's okay. Well, supplements. See?
Cool. Fun.
Should have got a supplement. See, I knew that actually. So engineered it so they ended up making a difficult shape. It's for cruelty.
Yeah.
Bananas
is
easy to make, right?
I don't know if they made like literally make it sort of buttons and everything.
Buttons are easy.
No.
Yeah,
we
can do buttons.
No.
Yeah.
Place mine.
No, I think that's our discussion over unless anybody's got questions. Or confusions, because I'm confused.
Don't think you get a questionnaire.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. We'll probably get a question in a minute. It's
thank you.
There we go. We're in for this meeting now. I'll round it up. Thank you, guys. there we go. My documents are somewhere along.